Hello, everybody. This is Georgianne Hughes, and this is The Bite Show. And we're blessed to have with us Larry Taylor. And if you want to get a copy of the Hyssop Chronicles that Larry Taylor produces, write to Larry Taylor at this address, Post Office Box 447, Mena, Arkansas. The zip code is 71953, and that's in the USA. You can email Larry Taylor at this address, write LarryTaylor at webtv.net, and that's just WriteLarry Taylor, Taylorat webtv.net. And go to The Bite Show on the library page, and you'll find a link to Larry Taylor's Yahoo group. And he puts out some very interesting and timely alerts from the edge. So, and plus we have all the audio files there, archived there. Anyway, Larry and I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I want to talk about some software people to be aware of.
Go ahead, Georgianne. Just go ahead and tell about the software you're telling me about.
Yeah, it's called Word Search 7. Beware of that. If you've gotten some software that has Word Search 7 in it, somehow Rick Warren has something to do with that, and his people. He may or may not own that or interest in it, but let me tell you, when I loaded some software that had this Word Search 7 in it, and the software was touted to have all these different biblical reference books and all kinds of good books in it, and however, the ones that you get are highlighted in red, and which are very few. In order to get all these other books, tricky, you have to go to this website and register and, I guess, purchase all these other books after you've already purchased the software, in addition to purchasing the software. So the software, good Lord, it costs, if you purchased all those books, it would cost an awful lot of money. And when I went there, guess whose picture was on the website? You guessed it, Rick Warren. What does the Purpose-Driven Church have to do with this software? And being that it is a word search, they use their online database for you to be able to search these words. In other words, they are compiling information about what you're looking for in the scriptures. So, just a warning.
Yeah, a lot of those, different companies that, have books and tapes and et cetera, and a lot of the places you go in to buy things, there's a huge database somewhere that, most things that you buy or look into or you're interested in, I guess is compiled under your name in those databases.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we'll get them here. I'm interested in Nephilim and where they're hiding.
Me too.
And so, we'll give them a keyword there.
Yeah.
But, that's the way it is. That's seems like anyone that searches into the wrong areas or the wrong names or the wrong terms, I guess they could be the bad guys,
That's right.
Which could be us. So,
yeah.
This is where we find ourselves, and this is where we find ourselves, too, when, I know you as well as I have run into so many lately that have just, there's so many mockers and scoffers at what we take serious and we're trying to warn about.
That's right, Larry.
You get, and that's the thing, that's one reason I'd set up From the Edge, because I'd seen and watched a few really good groups, real good groups, just go to shambles, you know, because of infighting and fighting, you know, within the between the so-called Christians, and you know, they have regular wars on these Yahoo groups, arguing back and forth. And you know what it reminded me of?
What?
And it's a wonder it didn't really turn me one time from being a Christian. But when I first started, the Lord began to deal with me and draw me years and years ago. I went to a church, and I came up on two women that were arguing in the church. You know, I saw them standing there, and this is what makes me think of, you know, what is on so many groups now, is that one woman, I heard her holler at the other one, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And that other one was hollering at her, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, you know, and I'm binding you in the name of Jesus. And here they are, rebuking and binding each other in Jesus' name.
Oh, gee. How
you know,
silly.
And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, is that an eye-opener.
Whoa.
You know, is this how church starts? You know? And, but, you know, then as time went by, I saw more and more infighting. And boy, you know, like I say, if it hadn't just really been the Lord drawing me by His Spirit, if I'd been being drawn by a natural element of some kind, I'd have just went down the road, you know.
Yeah.
But God was drawing me supernaturally, so, you know, I didn't just completely turn my back and just walk off. But that's what you find, and you find it in so many areas, you know, and so that's one thing that because of seeing the disasters on so many groups and people having to just literally shut them down because these so-called Christian people wouldn't behave. They couldn't shut up. They didn't know what shut up meant.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen it. Everybody had to have the last word, and so what you had was day-by-day war. You know, in these groups of infighting, because, of course, every single one of them was right, and the one that was right to them, everybody else was wrong, and, of course, the ones that they were calling wrong, they was right, and everybody else was wrong to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody won, everybody lost. is really how it all comes out, and it's so good to know that when Jesus comes back, and he's going to have a rod of iron, and I want to see him stand up and pop off then.
Oh, boy, is he going to have a time with a lot of people.
Oh, I think he's going to take care of it, you know?
Yes, he is.
And the most shocking thing they're going to find out is that, you know, I hear so many these days always talk about little Jesus and the carpenter Jesus and the lamb Jesus and blah, 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 blah. He ain't coming back as any of those.
That's right.
He's going to be a lion, you know,
yeah.
A roaring lion.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, he can back it up.
That's right.
So that's really, you know, kind of where we start tonight. There's so much as you brought some information on this word, which I'm totally unfamiliar with. I really don't have any of that. You know, I'm not a high tech person. I can, you know, deal with a computer a little bit, and I can deal with web TV a little bit, and I can certainly open a real physical book and read it. So,
you know, someone said that I should get some good Bible software, and I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just got to tell you, Larry, I'll just sit here with my scriptures, the book. You
there
know,
you go.
Because I know there's nothing weird in there.
No, and you know, the thing is, too, every time you open it, it don't tell some database somewhere you just opened your book.
That's right.
Now, I hope I'm not putting any ideas into their head and they start putting some kind of chips in books, so every time you open it, it'll start telling them you opened the book, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it gets that bad, I'm not too concerned anyway. I think we're too close to the winding up of some of these things to worry a lot about all that.
Well, we look at the Middle East. We look at the carnage
that's
going on in Iraq, and it is a bloodbath.
Oh, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And you know, when you know, I get sick when I turn the TV on and I listen to all these politicians. No matter what they're affiliated with, they're all liars. You know, and I watch them come over on one side, and you don't take much to look at their faces and look at their expressions and know they're putting on for everybody.
Yes.
They're actors.
Yes.
There's no real people in there. You know, and it don't make any difference if you vote for Republican or Democrat. You got the same ball of wax.
That's
you know.
Right. The same infection.
Exactly, and it's not going to change there. That's why, you know, I've shared with you a few times that I felt like the system was so broke it can't be fixed anyway.
Well, it's just like, you know, now they're saying, who is it, the Democrats are saying, that we're going to take you into an you voted for a new direction.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See, I've heard those things before. Mm-hmm.
Watch out.
Yep.
That's, they're certainly going to go in a new direction.
That's
Whoa.
True. But, yeah, you're right. You were talking about the Middle East, and I have been, you know, I do some updates occasionally with Stuart Best.
Yes.
You know, and I've been watching the Middle East for, some time. I really, really, really closely since the Lebanese war, you know, that they had recently.
Yes.
And, of course, we know that, you know, our government's, you know, got major problems, and the government of Israel, the state of Israel, has major problems in their government.
Yeah.
And, you know, both governments are so politically correct, they don't even know how to look you in the eye. You know that?
That's right.
They are. They can't even look you in the eye. They're so dirty.
Yeah.
You know, and they call it, and then they want you to, everybody use these special words. You know, they've made up a whole new list of words. I think Clinton started that with, I didn't have sex with that woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me what sex is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be joking.
Tell me the meaning of is or
yeah.
something.
You know, and it's just, but they've gone to using special words for things and the sensitivity this, sensitivity that, and what they're trying to do is just bypass the truth completely.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so
sure.
we've got this tons of deception. And then people like you and me and many, many others that are trying to really stay on the path of giving out the truth and telling people what the truth is. Let me tell you, boy, we've got mockers that are just stupid out there that probably don't know the difference. And then we've got mockers that people pay to mock you. You know, there's those out there that are paid. They get paychecks to mess with you and to
sure.
mess with your websites.
Sure, I know.
You know, and so that's how the enemy attacks you. And I've never seen as many mockers and scoffers as have raised up in the, I guess you could call it cyberspace, as of late, you know. They're all coming out of the woodwork. But that tells me that the enemy knows his time's short.
That's true.
You know, we may be seeing it like so much is coming together. All the negatives are coming together, you know, such as we was talking about chemtrails a little bit earlier, and which is a negativity because all over the United States and other portions of the world, you know, I continually, you know, keep getting emails that people are sick.
Yes.
You know, animals now are sick just like people with almost the same diseases of the weeping eyes and the respiratory ailments and
right.
the pains and the aches and the bones and the, I mean, you can just keep saying all these things, and that's what's happening to people.
Huh.
You know, and so we know that the Lord fights back. We, you know, I've oftentimes used one of the wars that nobody talks about much, the Psalms 2 war.
Yes.
You know, the war against the Lord and His anointed. And we do know that He fights back. And I've done a time of prayer and researching how God fights back, you know, or how the Lord would fight back. And it's through earth changes and earth situations, you know, like hurricanes and tornadoes, you know, sun flares, magnetic storms. I mean, you know, you can just name them, you know, the earthquakes, the volcano. I mean, you just keep on naming all this stuff, and that's how He fights back.
That's true, Larry.
And what do we see now? We are just on the verge of absolute chaos in the system of our ecology, you know.
Yes.
You know, around the world and around the systems that we've got, you know, that really support human life. I mean, it's almost a shambles.
Well,
this is not the world we used to know.
You can feel the chaos on the spiritual realm. I mean, you can sense it.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
And so anyway, I find it odd, though, that a time that is so apparent, you know, where you can go out. See, this is the funniest thing. You know, it's just like the chemtrails and the, you know, the very anomalous earthquake activity that we find going on and these gamma ray bursts that, you know, nobody ever heard of such a thing a few years ago. And all this strange stuff that's affecting the planet we live on. And I guess it's our spaceship, so to speak, out here in space.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me a lot of the UFO thing way back when I was a lot younger. You know, you would see things, people would experience things, and they would tell them, and the scoffers and the mockers, man, they would come out of the woodwork to attack the credibility of these people.
Oh, sure.
You know, they attack their eyesight. You know, they certainly didn't see what they thought they saw. They attacked their mental capabilities. In other words, they was unstable mentally if they even thought they saw such things as this. And then, you know, they even come up with this idiotic swamp gas baloney.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this was Air Force people and people that literally are supposed to have a human brain.
Yeah, I know.
Swamp gas.
I know. It's crazy.
It's almost comical. The theories and the things that they have literally said to slam credible people.
Yes.
And a lot of the credible people that over the years that they've slammed, and we're still on the mockers and the scoffers, of course, is they've a lot of military people, presidents,
yes,
you know, all kind of people have seen these things and experienced these experiences, and yet each time it happens, something wrong with these people.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And this is what's so laughable. At one time, there was a lot of activity, UFO type craft, which nobody said that's always flying saucers. It's called unknown flying object. I thought that's what a UFO was. You know, UFO, unknown flying object?
Yes.
Well, when you say that, everybody says he saw a flying saucer. Now, how do they figure that out?
Oh, gee.
And then people wonder why I think people are stupid sometimes.
I know, Larry.
You know, they call me stupid and they're telling me what I saw.
Yeah, they want to tell you.
They don't even have the right terminology.
Yeah, they want to tell you how you feel.
Exactly.
Your level of wellness. This is we own you, body
mm-hmm.
and soul.
That's true.
Yeah.
And so what they try to do is really slam you to where you don't have any confidence left.
Yes.
So at one point in time, everybody was saying, well, if you're seeing these things, well, why don't you offer some evidence like a photograph? I went and took some photographs of them.
Yeah.
And I put those on the web. And then they said, oh, those are not evidence. Those are smudges and smears. And, hey, this is right-angle smudges and smears. And, and self-illuminating smudges and smears and solid object smudges and smears. And I'm thinking, y'all are the dumbest people I ever tried to deal with, and you're the government. And then we wonder why we're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but it is almost hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Their ideas are a lot dumber than mine, but they think they're right.
I know.
Of course, I'm always wrong according to them.
Oh, Larry.
You know, but it's so laughable. You know, when I finally got around to producing the evidence they wanted, then they wouldn't talk to me anymore. MUFON wouldn't even come out and talk to me and interview me when I saw some cylinders.
Yeah.
You know, cylinder craft. And my Lord, lots of people seen them. United States government has their own book put out in the 1950s that shows drawings and of these cylinder craft and says that this is something that's extraterrestrial.
That's right.
Their own printed material says that. Yeah. And then when I see one, I'm a nut.
Yeah. See,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's to you know, make you question your own sanity.
Exactly.
I mean, this same kind of thing goes on in some marriages, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the thing, you know, it began, they used a lot of this same, I guess you could even call it warfare if you want to, because they really are warring against, you know, your mental capabilities and your mental state.
That's right.
You know, it is a war, really. I guess you can go back to the Psalms 2 war if you want to. And they used that then, and then all of a sudden, you know, when the chemtrails, and of course, we really didn't recognize these chemtrails for quite a few years, as me and you've talked about. You know, a lot of times, you can see old movies. Matter of fact, I believe, if I'm not wrong, you can see chemtrails in the old movie, The Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, if you look in some of these 1940s, 1950s movies,
mm-hmm.
where they show the skies, you'll see chemtrails.
You sure will, yes.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, and so they use the same type of warfare against people that begin to complain and investigate or research or look into the oddity called chemtrails. And they mm-hmm. instead of saying contrails, people started saying chemtrails. And
yeah.
Of course, the first thing they did was say, "Well, no, those are contrails, but they don't ever go away."
Yeah.
You know, and
right.
Today when they fly over and spray them, they spread out into a blanket. As a matter of fact, two or three people are writing books right now on the chemtrail issue, and I think, I don't know if you know Sharon Gilbert.
I'm aware of her, yes.
Oh, okay. Her husband, Derek Gilbert, has a radio show.
Yes.
And anyway, Sharon's an author, and she's writing a new book out should be out soon, called White Skies. And I thought, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
And dealing with, you know, of course, I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of fiction in it, but, you know, still it's addressing an issue that everybody else refuses almost to address, except victims.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my gosh, Larry, look at this Morgellons disease.
Mm-hmm. It's tied in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these diseases we're having now, it's not so much that these are new diseases cropping up. These are invented diseases. These were brought forth by man.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and it's when it's tied in all to the genetic stuff and into all these things it makes you wonder, you know, why, you know, God said in His Word that He would destroy those that would destroy the earth.
That's right.
And you'd think, you know, if you just thought about it lightly, you would think, boy, He's taking that pretty serious, you know, who's destroying the earth? But, you know, really today, if you look around, hey, who isn't?
Oh, gee. Well, the government is very involved in destroying the earth.
Well, what many over the years have really warned about, and a lot of them in the military were actually doing that warning, was the fact that if you ever got government and corporation working together,
oh, yeah,
that you would have trouble, and we don't have anything but trouble.
Well, Larry, they dump this thing about the VX gas that they were getting rid of or whatever it is. It's very poisonous. They gave it to Dow Corning to reprocess it, or Dow Chemical, and then whatever they did to it, they dumped it in the Delaware River.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then they talk about us, and then they give everybody all these drugs, and then those people, it ends up flushed down the toilet when people evacuate their kidneys and their bowels. And,
true.
You know, how do you get those drugs out of the water?
Well, you don't.
Right.
You know, what we actually found out, I guess we have found it out in a way, is the fact that whatever, you know, of course, God's Word says that everything that's created that functions around us as a physical universe was created out of the invisible.
Yes.
In other words, everything visible is created out of the invisible.
Invisible, yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, which was created out of the invisible cannot be destroyed.
Yeah.
You can blow it up, you can burn it until it's nothing but smoke, but it's still there, even though the properties are different.
Yeah, it's there, it's in eternity.
It never goes away.
Yeah.
You know, it's when you actually physically create it, it's there.
Yeah.
And so
that's very interesting. When you really stop and think about it, because that's true.
Yeah, all it does is change properties. In other words, you know, you may, it's just like a human body or a body of an animal or a dog or a cow or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it will lay there on the ground until it basically turns to dust, so to speak.
Yes.
And then the bones will break down, you know, begin to break down and wither away. But really, it's the whole animal except for the spirit of it or the soul, you know, of the person or whatever, is still there. It never really ever disappears. It's still there, but in another property.
Yeah.
You know, it's really strange. Now, you know, we like to think that, you know, we're using up our planet, but really everything that was ever here when we was born is still here.
Yeah.
But it may not be the same form that we saw it in.
Yeah.
It's still here. You can build a wooden chair, and the chair sits there for 100 years and gets very old and creaky and kind of begins to fall apart, and you take it out and you put it on a big, huge fire and you burn it. Well, the chair's still there. You can't see a chair, but everything the chair was made out of is still functional and there, even though the properties are different.
That's right.
And so, wow, that's a lot. That's kind of deep, isn't it?
Yeah, it is deep. We could go off on a lot of different areas.
You got that right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing is, though, that's what is really so intriguing, though, about all the mockers or scoffers, though. You know, they want to poo-poo everything you're doing to warn people and tell people, and they really poo-poo, so to speak, the one doing the warning. That's where the attack comes generally.
Oh, sure, let's kill the messenger.
Kill the messenger,
yeah.
And that's an ancient, you know, almost that attitude, kill the messenger.
Yeah.
It's reflected all through the Old Testament, because God said all along, that's what they always did to his messengers or his prophets or whoever he sent.
That's right.
Their, I guess, solution, anytime that someone came out warning or crying out or blowing the trumpet or any way you want to put it, was always kill the messenger.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's still going on. Nothing's changed particularly. Just we are back to Ecclesiastes again, that book. You know, nothing new under the sun. We're still old, same old thing.
Well, Larry, there are so many things that we are just on the edge of that people, they better get the word in their heart, and they better do it now. They better read those scriptures now.
That is very true.
We are entering, I mean, the chaos that's going on in the heavenlies is just, it's about to really, big time, burst forth here.
I think you're right.
You know, and it just concerns me very deeply that people are running to pastors, these mega churches, and not realizing that they have an agenda. I mean, and it is not in your best interest. In a sense, they are gathering information about people that attend those churches. The information is being or will be turned over to government agencies. I don't know why people can't see what's happening. And you will recall here not very long ago that FEMA, you know, is going to take care of all these pastors.
That's true.
They'll have food, they'll have water, they'll have whatever. And that the people are supposed to obey these pastors. Be careful, folks. And just because a pastor is rich and has a big fancy church, in no way does that mean that he is a godly man. It does not mean that he has the Holy Spirit.
I'll tell you what, Jordan, I can't remember anywhere in the Bible, and I've read different versions of the Bible and also read my King James a whole lot. I can't remember anywhere in the Bible that God put pastors in charge. Do you?
Mm-mm.
I don't remember him ever doing that.
No.
The church, as an entity, has perverted and put men pastors or women pastors in charge of groups of people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's
You're
not
right.
in the Bible that the pastors rule. But let me tell you, they rule these churches. You know, they do. And if you don't fit their agenda, you don't stay either.
That's right.
You submit or you go.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, you want to check out a pastor, stop giving him money.
Oh.
That's called the litmus test. That works real quick. It don't take long at all to figure it out.
That's right.
You know.
Well, you know, and like this purpose-driven church, you're not going to hear them talk about Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Son of God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
You won't hear them talk about Yeshua. And there's got to be a reason, you see, that they're not talking about Jesus Christ.
Maybe they're a generic church.
Well, I think...
Or a Germanic church. You know?
I don't know, Larry, but there's something desperately wrong with it.
Well, whenever you take Jesus out, you got nothing.
That's right.
You just took out the only life there is.
Yeah.
Without Jesus, there is no life. Nothing but total death. That's all that's there.
That's right.
You know.
Well, you take Jesus.
Jesus said that he came to bring life. Matter of fact, that indicated it wasn't there to begin with.
You take Jesus out of the Bible, there's no Bible.
There's no Bible at all. There's
not
no word. As a matter of fact,
there's not even an Old Testament.
Well, the word itself says it's all about him.
Yes.
It says, in other words, whether it was forth-telling, in other words, telling that he was coming, or telling that you know he's there, or telling about what he did when he was there, or saying he's coming again. It's all about him, and that revelation don't even mean what most people think. You know, they're looking for some kind of really structured situation. Revelation means revealing. The book of Revelation is simply the revealing of Jesus Christ. When it says revelation of Jesus Christ, it's talking about him being revealed.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's not like everybody thinks it always is.
That's right.
And you take the Spirit of God out of it, you've got nothing but death, you know. So, you know, I suppose, you know, they may think that the church is an entity, and the church that became an entity as far as buildings, God's rejected anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he rejected buildings a long time ago and didn't go back into them. And if they tell you he did, they need to point it out to me where he went back into them. He went into people.
That's right.
You know, and so his Holy Spirit, you know, indwells. And it doesn't indwell buildings. I know a lot of people say that buildings are holy, but I don't know any holy buildings yet anywhere. You know.
That's right.
Only people that's indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit in them's the good thing. It's not their flesh.
Right again.
You know, take the Holy Spirit out of the person, you think that flesh or even that soul that's in trouble that's in there is doing any good? Well, of course not. The only thing in that person that makes it good is the Holy Spirit indwelling it.
That's
so,
right.
That's kind of where we find ourselves, you know. We're in real bad shape without the Holy Spirit or Jesus Christ.
That's true.
And so that's why he came. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do anything. We're helpless. And we just have to hold up his name because, well, of course, the name Jesus Christ really means the nature anyway. The nature of Jesus Christ. You know, I've seen that in a lot of churches where people say, well, it was kind of like these two women arguing. You know, if they was in the Spirit, you know, that might have been a lot of damage done, you know, cause, you know, this word and that word in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Well, that's almost without being the Spirit involved in it. It's like saying in the name of Jose, if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, the Spanish name Jose is, you know, really, you know, there's a lot of Jesuses in Mexico.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, but the Jesus, but it's just like Jose. It means nothing just because it's a name.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the name of Jesus, it means the nature. That word name means nature, which is the Spirit, so you're talking about the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So you're talking about something very singular. You get very singular there. You don't get plural. And the church and a lot of other persons and entities had a lot of trouble with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Because he won.
Yes.
And you know, it's just like it says that the, you know, the demons, they believe and tremble.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that mm-hmm. demons believe and tremble? But
well, you know, they're not saved.
Of course not.
See, Spirit Best gets in a lot of trouble because he says that salvation is more than believing.
Yeah, you're right.
And people hate him. They hate that man. And then they hate him because he told the truth.
Larry, David Ells also, another minister out of Florida, he'll tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is a lot more than just believing. It is a lot more.
Sure it is. Absolutely. It salvation is really experiential.
Yeah.
With Jesus Christ.
That's
through
right.
the Spirit.
That's right.
It says if he begins it in the Spirit, is he going to end it in the flesh? Well, of course not. You know, what's begun in the Spirit is going to be completed in the Spirit.
That's right.
That's why Jesus was standing around saying, my kingdom's not of this world. He said, if it was, my servants would be fighting for me.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about his spiritual kingdom. Now, when he does set it in order, when he comes back to rule and reign, it's going to be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time being, you know, it's a spiritual kingdom.
That's right.
And that's why everything around us, so you know, is really in the dump, so to speak.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
You know, you look around us and you think, what isn't? You know, it really looks like this old world is coming to the end of itself in a way.
Well, it's going to... This is the end of the world as we have known it.
Exactly.
And, Larry, in a way, it's cause for us to rejoice.
It is.
Because we're watching Satan's rule come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come to an end. It absolutely will.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's
there's going to be horrendous, horrendous carnage all over the world. We know that. And we know that a lot of these CFR people, interesting that Rick Warren is a member of the CFR or connected with them. You know, Henry Kissinger, just Jacques Cousteau, Ted Turner.
There's a lot of people. People
yeah,
would be surprised.
They want to get rid of a lot of the Earth's population. You know? And we've got some sisters out there that seem to get confused about this issue. And that is when we talk about closing our borders, moratorium on immigration, all those kind of things. They, you know, population control. They think we're talking about God control, that we are taking a feminist, oh, Lord help us, a feminist position on this. Hardly. I mean, oh my gosh. They don't listen to what you're saying. I have a, you know, say for example, I have a two-bedroom apartment, and I have three people living in that two-bedroom apartment. Well, I can't move 100 people into my apartment.
Not real well.
Okay, we live in America. We cannot move the people of the country of Mexico into our country and maintain, you know, we can't maintain. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I know exactly what you're saying. Well, a lot of them coming across the border are criminals anyway.
That's right.
My Lord, it don't take a rocket scientist to see that a lot of people being raped right now and robbed and murdered. It's being done by these people. You know, it's just like, you know, you can almost see it. It reminds you of the, you know, the Cuban boat people. Remember that?
Yes.
When Castro was sending all the, this was supposed to be people fleeing the bondage of Cuba, right?
Yes.
You know, that's what, you know, the news media, and I always believe the news media because they got to be right. They're on TV. They're like all the preachers with all the television studios, you know.
Yeah.
They got to be right because look at all the stuff they got.
Yeah.
Look at their outreach, you know. I said that rhetorically if nobody noticed. But
yeah.
Anyway, you know, the Cuban boat people, you know, it started out as being, you know, the poor people trying to flee this terrible bondage over there and get to the United States, to their freedom, and have a real life. But they found out that most of them coming across these boats was all the horrible prisoners that they were loading the boats with and sending them.
Yeah, along with their diseases.
Along with their diseased people, yes. And why would people think that if the enemy's going to do this to bring our nation down, he tried it once through Cuba, what makes them think he won't do it again through Mexico? He's doing it again through Mexico.
Yeah.
There are illegal that I have seen have been on radio shows that have said a lot of these people coming now, they don't even want them.
Yeah.
You know, don't take them in. They're, you know, and then you've got, I don't know how to say it, you've got all these people that says, oh, let them all come.
Yeah, I know.
Well, all I can say is, well, then you need to gather your stuff up in a big box and move on so they can take your place.
Yeah.
Because they're going to take it.
Good point, Larry.
You know, where they, it's like they need where you are.
Yeah.
And I've even heard reports that people have been told, in other words, American citizens have been told by illegal people that the day's coming that they're going to have everybody's stuff anyway over here, including their homes.
Yeah.
And so there are plans. Why do people think they use this term as that land? I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it, but, you know, like California, you know, some of the southern states, you know, take back their country, what they assumed was part of their country at one time.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a plan that's been for years, and we know, well, as anybody else knows, government probably won't admit it, but they know it too, that Mexico and Russia have had special plans for all of this.
Oh, yeah.
For years, they've had plans, and Mexico has contracts with Russia and other countries that when the United States falls, they're going to get all this section of them, I guess, from California all the way around to Texas. And they, I heard now they even want Oklahoma and some of these other states in there, too. So we're already being divvied up, so to speak, by the enemy.
That's right.
You know? But, you know, I was talking to Stuart one day, and Stuart said he just was just in literal shock because the people won't, the people can't see what's happening to this nation, and they won't rise up.
I know.
And it just goes on, and it gets worse and worse, but they won't stand. Well, the illegals will stand up, have their marches.
Well,
and, you know, you wonder, how are they having marches? Why are they allowed to have marches? They don't live here.
That's right.
Really and truly, they're not even citizens, but yet they have more rights than we do.
If you or I had a march, they would, the cops...
They would gas us,
yeah.
Taser us, and throw us in jails that we wouldn't know where they was.
That's right.
You know, they'd open new jails for us. But it's backwards. Everything good has been is called evil now. Evil's called good. Black's white. White's black.
That's right.
You know, we're back into this terminology again. Everything's turned around. The Christians are the bad guys. You believe in Jesus. You believe in the Creator God of the universe. You're mad.
Yeah.
They need to do something with you to protect everybody else around you.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it interesting the way that the attitude of the nation is now and all of this? It's insane. And the persecution has got worse and worse.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to town lately and just walked around some stores or gassed your car up or walked on the sidewalk and heard the name of Jesus anywhere? Have you?
No.
It's not said. Everybody's afraid to say that name. They're afraid that it'll be somebody will say it's just like saying you saw a UFO.
Yeah.
You know, if you have an experience with Jesus, you're a nut. You know,
well,
that's the point we've reached.
I know. People are so...
Hey, Georgianne, you think it's bad, be like me, you know. Be somebody that's had an experience and seen UFOs and had other experiences I won't even talk about and seen chemtrails and know what chemtrails are and had experiences about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Man, I'm way out.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I'm all the above.
Oh, God.
Man.
Larry.
But I don't care.
Well, people as a herd, the elites look at the people as a herd.
That's true.
And
you're like cattle. They're
yeah.
Cattle.
And this year, everybody's two-year-old child will be wearing this particular brand of designer jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular brand of tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And by golly, Larry, you know, the way they manipulate and advertise and people fall for it. And you would think after more than how many thousands of years, people would get smarter. No, they're not getting smarter.
Oh, no.
And going back to the issue with the sisters out there that are worried about this feminist issue and the falling birth rate, they're, according to Russia and several other countries, their birth rates are falling to the point where they're paying women to have babies.
Well, they're going to be mad at the Pope because I heard the other day he was considering going along with condoms.
No, dear.
Yeah. but if that's what their whole life focuses on, I guess that's their problem.
Well, but Larry,
yeah.
This falling birth rate falls into line with the end times.
Sure does.
There's... In some of the apocryphal books, if I remember right, there's things written that indicate that when the female stops producing, or many females stop producing, watch out.
That's true. I've read that.
And
chickens
stop laying eggs, watch out.
And see, I have seen that. I really have, you know. You're right. That's exactly right.
You know, they're little indicators, but there's a reason that God opens and closes the wombs of women. And now with this stem cell business, they think, oh, we're going to solve everybody's problems. There will be no more illness, blah, blah, blah. That's not for, let's put it this way, that's not for you and me or people like us.
No.
You know.
No, there's only one solution for us.
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's true. It's everything today is about one word called control.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And the other word, I guess, if you want to pump it in there, it's called deception. They deceive you to control you.
That's very well said, Larry.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the people have been dumbed down. Have you seen, you know, over the last few years, you know, I'm an avid, I guess I'm, you know, one of those kind that likes to look at the stars, but, you know, astronomy's always intrigued me.
Yes.
You know, astronomy and thinking about dimensions, and I'm always the kind of guy that's got questions about this and questions about that, and wondering, and I guess I was always wondering for a while, too, why I was, you know, told by science and all the books I read that, you know, we had a stable sun, and then now they found out, well, that's not true, you know.
Right.
And so there's so many things changing, but really over the last number of years, you know, I would run into kids that, you know, go to school,
mm-hmm.
and I'd try to, you know, pick them a little bit in conversation about, you know, any of the subjects that I like, and they don't know anything about any of that. They don't know anything about hardly anything except tennis shoes and what kind of tennis shoes they are, Reeboks or whatever, and that's important, and like you said, those designer jeans.
Yeah.
And but as far as real knowledge, we've been dumbed down.
Well, but you see, Larry, that is the fault of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They depend on the schools to teach their children.
Well, they literally give them to them.
Well,
they give them to the school.
It's the same thing as depending on a church
exactly.
to save your soul.
Exactly.
Only an idiot. To begin with, would do that. It's mind control. The whole thing is about mind control.
Exactly.
And people don't want, they have these kids, but they don't want the responsibility
no.
of educating them, teaching them to read at home, teaching them to write their letters.
Well, what I found is most people don't even want them to be home.
Yeah, you're right.
They cry and whine when the school they give them to teach them rinky-dink stuff and everything they don't need to know.
Yeah.
They whine and cry when they put them out of school so they have teachers' meetings and they got to keep them at home.
Yeah.
So that shows you the attitude and why we're on the downhill slide.
No fun.
You know, it's rolling downhill quick. It can't be stopped. You know, this is not going to be stopped. We're headed, you know, like Red Elk said, you know, the ship's going on the rocks. You heard that he said, I quit, didn't you, the other day?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Red Elk, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And anyway, he sent me an email. I clicked on it the other day, and it said, I quit, Red Elk. You know, he's real blunt. He's a real blunt guy.
Yeah.
And most people don't even like him, but I do. I like the guy, you know.
Huh.
And anyway, but basically when I checked into what he was really saying, he had a dream. A real, real vivid dream that everything had really went bad, and it was like everybody in this country, in the United States, was on a ship. They were on a ship, and they were headed to the rocks. And he said that he was told by Creator to just quit, go ahead and quit his warnings, because the people had rejected all the warnings he had given, and the ship was going to go on the rocks anyway. So he was basically telling me, I quit. Okay, you know, with. And so, really, that's why I've said, too, that we seem to be in a season of warnings are going away. The warnings, I guess, wear themselves out, maybe. You know, we've been warned for years what's coming.
We Jesus Christ was on the earth and warned us. How many people have listened?
Very few.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, and then the rest of them just mock you and scoff you and run you down, you know.
And that was how many... thousands of years ago. We're not talking mm-hmm. decades here or hundreds
oh, no,
of years.
No.
We're talking thousands of
years,
Larry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And people have not gotten smarter.
No, they hadn't. No. And they always do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why it is so easy for the elite to rule the masses,
mm-hmm.
because they can depend on the masses behaving in a certain way.
Well, not only that, they can depend on the masses are easily bought.
Oh, yeah.
They'll, you know, you remember how the white men came in and they'd trade Indians beads, which really meant nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and trinkets and junk, just junk, for their land, you know, their food, their weapon, you know, all kind of things. And of course, they cheated the Indians anyway, and then they tried to kill all of them off.
Yeah.
You know, and, man, I tell you, you know, mankind doesn't have a real good track record.
Well, see, that's kind of what's going on now. They're, with trinkets and other things, they're stealing your soul,
mm-hmm.
and then they are going to kill you.
That's absolutely right.
But
and then where are you going to be with the lost soul?
Right.
When they do kill you, you ain't got anywhere to go except where you're going to go.
That's right. And Larry, they do want your soul.
Yes, they do.
You
that's
know.
Priority number one. Matter
yeah.
of fact, even these things called the Greys, I know people's heard of them. You know, these creatures, these entities, these Greys, they say that man, that really a man is just a container for a soul.
Yeah.
And that's very true. They're not lying right there. And, you know, the enemy of our souls, you know, that's his main point is he wants us lost.
Yeah, because he hates God Almighty.
Exactly.
And he hates what God created.
Yes, he does. Yep.
And
he's working to destroy. If he can't destroy, you know, of course, he's able to take these bodies when the Lord allows him, you know, these physical bodies, you know. But he can't take the soul unless we give it to him.
You have to give it right.
A lot of people give theirs up. There's a lot of major people. You know, we were talking about people in high positions.
Yeah.
How do they get there? They sell their soul to get there. That's how they get there.
Yeah.
And they buy that spot. They think they buy it. They yield their soul over, you know, and then they're given what I call junk and trinkets, because when it's all over, they have nothing. They have zero, nothing, absolutely nothing. And for that few moments of fame, so to speak, or those few comfortable days they had or whatever, you know, they may think, well, a few years is good. You know, I can live good. I can have a good job. I can be successful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, yeah, you buy it with your soul. And then just a little bit of time, you have nothing.
That's right.
And that's why I guess God's people so much points at his people and says, you're just pilgrims passing through this land.
That's right.
You know, you may get rained on, you know. I'll provide you some cover and I'll provide you some clothes. He don't say he's going to give you a great spot in history. You know, God doesn't tell you you're going to have a rose garden the day you're born.
That's right.
You know, matter of fact, if you read his word, it says it's going to be pretty rough. You know, he says when you pick his Bible up and open it to the first chapter and begin to read, it says the war starts here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're where the war is.
That's right.
You have entered a combat zone. You've entered a war zone. It's never going to stop till you're dead. You know, and then people think that everything's supposed to work out real good, and that's called, what, faith?
Uh-huh.
The wrong kind of faith, because, you know, we're going to have these troubles.
Well, that's right.
You know, when they've got a book called Fox's Book of Martyrs, when they actually wrote a book about everybody that was murdered in terrible ways, that tells you something's wrong. This is not a rose garden. It tells you that certain people that believe a certain way really, really go through some things.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, every one of us and a lot of people here in your show have experienced that throughout their life. They've had some terrible times, but I tell you what, it'll all be worth it. You know, your reward will be there.
You know, Larry, look, they didn't stand up for Waco.
Mm-mm.
You would have thought, and I've said this before, that millions of Americans would have just been all over that place.
It was not the same country anymore.
Well,
or the same people as we used to think was here.
But you see, people didn't stand up. So do you think that they're going to stand up to save their souls?
No.
Hell no.
No, absolutely not.
You know,
they're not going to fight.
And, you know, David L. said something yesterday when he and I were doing a recording. He said something to the effect that, are people going to take the chip? Oh, yeah. They're going to say, yes, sir. The flesh will say, yes, yes, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're rolling that way quick.
Oh, yes, we are.
And, you know, and I was reading some interesting information somebody sent me the other day about how that, you know, there have been agreements made to where, you know, the U.S. military and National Guard, et cetera, you know, would, you know, work with the U.N. and under the U.N. and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how a lot of situations for evacuations were already planned and,
oh,
and
yeah.
plans being made to shift people to temporary evacuation centers, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is really odd that all these plans have been made for this, and all this stuff is literally ready to be implemented, and here we are on the verge of terrible war and disaster right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this country is just waiting for war and tremendous catastrophic situations with volcanoes and earthquakes and floods, et cetera, et cetera. Katrina was just one example, you know.
Yeah. Well,
that was almost like a little test case.
Larry, these plans weren't made 90 days ago.
Oh, no.
Or 9 years ago. You know, they've been in the works for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
true. So
yeah.
we're long ways down the road, you know. And I'll tell you what, the only faith we can have is faith in God.
That's right.
And that's pretty well it. And I do, you know, I don't want to sound negative tonight, but I really started out talking about the mockers and scoffers because they're out there and they're doing their thing so well.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to bring down the people of God that are trying to warn and share. And of course, kill the messenger has always been a central theme, it seems, with those that oppose us.
Yeah.
And, but there's one thing we know, and, you know, like I've said over and over, like Nora Lamb, you know, you couldn't kill her till it was time. You know,
right.
Bullets wouldn't hit her. You know, they tried everything they could do. And I know many of them, like Dimitri Dudeman. Of course, he's gone on with the Lord now. But when they tried to kill him in Romania and Russia, and you know, they couldn't kill him there by electrocuting him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just simply couldn't kill him. And so really and truly, when God's got a work for you to do, until he's through with you, they can't kill you. Now, that doesn't mean that it wasn't a little bit painful or hurtful.
Sure.
And it certainly probably hurt your feelings too, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you know, when they're pulling on your toenails and fingernails and shoving little slivers of sticks up under your fingernails and things like that hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts, and there's a lot of pain. And the reason they call it Fox's Book of Martyrs is that they all went on.
Yeah.
They didn't survive those situations they was in, but. I really feel like that a lot of them, they didn't even feel the pain. They was gone.
Yeah.
You know, and God's a good God. He does that kind of thing.
Oh, Larry, we're right at the end of the hour, and I'd like to ask you if you would please close tonight with a prayer.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Father God, we have just talked tonight, Father. There wasn't anything really special to say tonight other than we shared some things we knew about. We shared some things we know that's coming. We shared some things that showed the situation as it is now in many different forms. There are many things, Lord, that face your people today. Every single day that we wake up, there are all these situations that we're faced with, and it causes us to have to make decisions. It causes us to have to try to understand your word and walk in those things. And it really causes us, Lord, to call on you every day for help and strength. And so I do pray, Lord God, that all those that are tired, all of those that are weary, all of those that are wounded, and the attacks have been heavy, whether they were attacks in the physical world or whether they were attacks from the spirit world, where we were wounded or injured or hurt or destituted. Father God, I pray, Father, that you would let that healing balm just flow out tonight to those people that have pains and aches and injuries and hurts, no matter what type of attack it was or from who it came, Lord. I pray that you strengthen your people. I pray, Lord, that you open the eyes even more so of your people into your word, Father. I pray that you reveal more of your word, Lord, and show us and give us understanding, Father, how we're to walk in these days ahead. And I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Larry. That was a beautiful
Amen.
Prayer. Very, very poignant, actually.
Well, Georgiana, I appreciate you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to share with others.
It's important, Larry, and we have to do this. It's just that the Lord is looking at people and what they're doing. And I just pray to God that they will wake up and understand, Larry, that time is really short.
Yes, it is. Georgiana, it is so short, and it's really hard to impart to the people the understanding that we're on the verge of something that is going to change life as we know it forever.
That's right.
And it, you know, there's so many people that are just feeling this in their spirit. They know that we're there, and right now is the time to really make your decision for the Lord Jesus Christ 100%.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you know, if you've made it 50%, go ahead and make it 100% and just walk with Him, because we're there. I mean, we're just waiting now on the changes that we can't go back from.
That's right.
And we need to be really just giving ourselves over to Him 100% and walking with Him. And we got to walk this out. All the previous generations walked their time out. We're walking ours out.
Amen.
So God bless you for carrying on what you're doing and the radio shows. And the downloads and all that you provide, because I believe it strengthens people. I get a lot of letters and emails, and I want to thank every single person that's either written me a physical letter or emailed me that this has helped you or you've enjoyed the broadcast. And I just pray that George Ann be strengthened and encouraged and lifted up in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless all of the listeners out there. Get into your scriptures. Read your scriptures. Spend time quietly with Father. Pray. This is Georgiana Hughes with Larry Taylor. Signing off. We will be back, God willing. Good night, everybody.